Pam, it's great news. You've achieved so much in the game. 114 England caps. Last match was the Super League title. How difficult was the decision to make?
Oh, right, crazy. Very hard, but at the same time also easy in terms of, I think it's been an amazing career. I've had so much fun with the teams that I've played with. To get seven titles, just amazing. I thank God every day for the opportunities that I've had. But definitely, I think my body has had enough. And it's a good time to end on a high and still loving the game and still having so much passion for it. Not many people get that opportunity. So, it was a difficult decision in terms of what I'm leaving behind, but also an easy one in terms of what I've got to look forward to coming forward.
Now, I don't want to do this to you, but you played for England, you played for Bath, you played for Storm. So much dedication each time. Any particular memories?
Oh, God, so many, so many. Oh, I've been here all day playing them. You know, all the teams that I play for, as I say, for England, to get my 100th cap and to be in the Hall of Fame, so amazing. And with Team Bath, that's where I really started developing my netball, and it will always be close to my heart. And to get the five titles with them, each one special in its own way, and to captain as well on those other occasions. And then for Surrey Storm, my last team, to win that last final with them was just the icing on the cake. And after a season that was difficult for me, obviously, after retiring, and then still wanting to just put in that last bit of effort in that last season, and to come away with a title with such an amazing group of players and support team as well. And the fans, oh, the support that I've had throughout my career from everyone has just kind of lifted me and made me get this far. So many highlights, sorry. But yeah, I'm so grateful and so thankful that I've had that opportunity and that I've been able to play my best and do my best and use all the talents and skills that I've had to the best of my ability.
And Storm last season, that was an amazing season to end on. Back-to-back champions and some amazing teammates as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just couldn't ask. With our squad, it really becomes a family and a really great group of people that I know I'll be friends with for life. And it's just everyone does their bit and has their little part of the cog to make the wheel turn. And without everyone putting in their utmost, you wouldn't be able to do it. So it's definitely a team performance, and Storm have been great these past seasons. And I really loved it.
Lots of nice messages on Twitter. I mean, Tracy Neville, Karen Atkinson, Kadeen. Netball family, a special group of people, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I'm so lucky. Like, netball is just an amazing sport. And, as you say, the people that are involved in it, really passionate. Really, it's not professional sport, so a lot of people do it voluntary. And a lot of people have to sacrifice a lot to be able to do it, or juggling their careers and their schoolwork as well as playing the game. So, you really make those bonds because everyone's fighting so hard and working so hard to do what they do. I definitely I'll miss that part of it, not playing. But I get to stay in the sport. So, still be part of the family.
And hopefully following last season, you'll be able to do a little bit more telly stuff as well?
Oh, I hope so. I really enjoyed it, yeah. The stuff with Sky was such great fun. And again, being able to give my take from an off-court side of point of view. So, definitely would love to continue to do that and do more this year now I'm not playing.
And we can now focus on this director of netball role at Stars. All very exciting. How did it come about?
Yeah, really exciting. So it's been a couple of years now. Anita Navin has been, every time we meet, we have a little chat, and she's like, oh, I really want to get you involved, and think you'd be really good, and not quite got anything specific yet, but we should keep chatting. And then a year later or so, we'll have another chat. And then when Seven Stars got the franchise, it was a really great opportunity. Anita gave me a call, and I went in and spoke and told me about the opportunity and what she was thinking. It's a new role, so it's one that we can develop. And so, yeah, very excited to be able to combine like all my business experience and my management experience with the sporting side of things as well. And my netball career that I've on the court, the performance side, it's almost like a perfect job. I get to blend everything that I've been doing into one.
So realistically, it didn't take you that long to make up your mind?
No. No, not really. Once we had those discussions and she kind of scoped it out for me, and it was definitely one I was like, I can't put this opportunity out. I can't not take this opportunity. And it's just a perfect role, and one that I think I can add a lot to and develop and put a lot into and help Seven Stars and Gloucestershire University as well to achieve their aims.
Was there anything in particular that impressed you about the application? Was it their overall plans for the next 4-year cycle?
Yes, lots of things impressed me. The University of Gloucestershire is on a development phase. It's getting a new arena, and the School of Management is growing. It's all kind of fresh, and their ideas of where they want to take sport to over the next couple of years, it really developing that performance aspect of it. And then also with their new franchise, the Seven Stars, again, it's a new franchise. They want to make their mark as one of the three new teams in the Super League. You've got Monya Gerard in there that they've come on board as coach, who I think is an amazing up-and-coming young coach who I think, again, will make her mark on things. And, again, developing netball in that area of the country and spreading the netball love and the netball success that we've had in previous years with the Netball Super League, and making that even bigger with my role there.
And you'll be looking forward to working with someone like her as well, with a vast experience in the past?
Oh, yeah. So I've played with Monya many a times on the court with her for Australia and me for England. And we've had those battles on court. But, she's such an amazing and vibrant player. She has a good nous for the game, a defender. So it would be good to obviously her in defence and me in attack. I think that would be a good partnership there. Though I won't be on the coaching bench. The performance director role is a kind of off-court, in the background kind of role. But
you'll be there.
But I'll be there, of course. And giving my 2p every now and again.
The link with the Uni of Gloucester sounds great. I mean, you'll be a lecturer there as well. Tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah, so that's also exciting. Again, this role is very multifaceted, which is great because I like variety. A couple of hours a week, I'm going to be the senior lecturer there, working across their range of sports programmes, giving the insight into business and sport, the social economic impact of sport, the social impact of sport, performance sport, all the different nuggets, and kind of helping them develop their sports programs and delivering to the students there.
I think it's important as well. I mean, you'll be able to share your vast knowledge and give back to future players as well, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the key things for me. It's like I've had so much support from so many different people throughout my career, and the fact that I can now be able to give that back and some of that knowledge and help other people develop and grow is so important to me. And education has always been important to me anyway throughout my career. As I always quote back my parents saying, if you're not doing well at school, you're not going to play. So I made sure I always put my efforts into both. So now if I can help others develop their side of things and hopefully get to where I've been, or even do more and exceed, or whether it's just a little part in their life, that will mean so much to me. And so, yeah, I want to do as much as I can there.
Anita told me that she's keen in getting a club out into the community. Also important, developing all elements of the franchise as well.
Definitely.
Will you be playing a part in that as well?
Yep, I will do. And because that's where... I always say that's where the sport grows from, the community aspect. The more and more people you get playing at grassroots level and enjoying it at school, enjoying it in their clubs, the more that they want to kind of step up to the next level as well. And again, if the more people you have at that level, it pushes the level above that. And then it's a chain reaction that just makes our England squad even better, because there's so many people working at that high level, knocking on the door for places, which pushes up the standard. And so, yeah, definitely starts in the community level and the grassroots side of things. So, again, I'll be helping to mould that and working with Anita. Like, she has such a passion and such a vision of where she wants to take this. So it'll be great to kind of work with her and help her realise that.
I think the important thing as well is that the team management's now in place, and Stars, even at this stage, look like being an early one to watch?
It's very early in the day. So I start the role in October, but yeah, things are already getting in place and talking about things and talking to players. And Seven Stars, definitely, we want to be up there. We're not a franchise that's just going to sit back. It's obviously going to be development side of things as we find our feet in the league and whatnot, but you never go out on court looking to lose, and so we're going to make sure that everything is placed in the background so that when the Super League does come around, we're there competing with the best of them.
You'll be wanting to get Stars up and running with a strong squad from the start. It's early days, but you can tell me. Have you got those fantasy Super League squads ready on paper? And right, that'll do.
I guess all teams, this is the phase where all teams are now looking for players and not even finalising the squad. We've still got a couple of months now left for trials are taking place and people are being talked to and seeing where they're at. And I don't even know now.
Oh, come on.
Where we're at. So I can't divulge anything just yet. But no, we're definitely looking to build a strong franchise and for the future as well as for now. So watch this space, Andy. Come on now.
Well, look, the important thing is this next part of your career is no doubt going to be as successful as your playing part. And really look forward to see how you get on.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, I'm very excited. Looking forward to see what I can put in and obviously make, as you say, make a success of it, just like I did with my playing career. That's the plan.